Hello and welcome to the first ever podcast of the Cody Tucker Show. And here I do social media marketing and advertising. I've done work for a lot of different clients and types. And really, I want to share some of the tools I'm using and also to give you some accountability and me some accountability in growing our businesses together. So without further ado, I welcome you and let's get started. So my biggest problem when I first started out wasn't so much getting clients, but it was definitely how to organize and offer different products and services. The way I really feel I got ahead was I found out that there was other people doing it. So I just went out and kind of looked at their services and I reached out to them. I said, hey, I'd like to offer your services also. And I just want to be a salesperson for you. And they, of course, agreed. And we really went together on some things and really prospered together. And I feel that that really helped me to get started. And then, but I still wanted to create my own network of customers and clients. And so that's what I told them. I said, I'll give you all the business, but the customer will always be mine. And so we started this relationship and it really worked. And but then before long, I started realizing that they weren't up to the level of what I wanted to provide our clients. And it really kind of frustrated me that I would go out and I would believe in this service and product because I know it's worked for other people. I know it's been good. And then afterwards, once I've got the client and then I go to the fulfillment side and I tell them, hey, this is what we got. I know it's possible. Let's make it happen. And time after time, we started letting people down. And I was extremely disappointed and really closed up shop for a while and worked solely on my other business. I had partnered with a guy and we were doing very well in the Western calendar market. His dad was a Western artist, and we did extremely well in that. And we had over 400 orders every year, over 70,000 calendars we sold, and it just seemed like that was the way I wanted to go. But the further I looked into it, it was just not really providing, again, that level of service I wanted to clients. That, yes, that calendar with the business's ad on the bottom is a nice gift to give to your customers, but I really want to be a man that provides an extremely high level service to clients. And also the workload of producing these calendars was such a problem that I wanted to go back to my agency. And so I've really refocused, and the goal now is to really offer lead generation and appointment setting for clients. And gosh, I know I get tons of emails every day that say, hey, do you need help with lead generation? And what I see them doing is, what I'm assuming they're doing is going out and purchasing leads and then reaching out to those leads and then getting them to, you know, they're doing the same thing they're doing to us. They email us. Some people do respond and say yes, but then the mass majority are probably ignoring them. But what I think my clients would really get a benefit out of is creating sales funnels for them. So just imagine a landing page with a calendar sign up, a video, or just information, which potential clients, leads can come in, see the information you put out, and then convert to a hot lead with a appointment on your calendar. And I think the way to do that is through targeted Facebook ads. And we do have a good experience with those here at the agency. And I know with the proper landing page and all the optimization that can be done, we could see 2 to 3 clients set a day. Really, to have on the calendar, ready to talk to sales appointments, 2 to 3 a day is what I want to get for my clients. And so that's the refocusing. I hope that makes sense. I'm going to do one more segment, but this was kind of talking about where I am today and how I'm going to go from here. So bear with us. We'll be right back and we'll be talking to you again. So thank you. So I promised to tell you about some of the tools that we use to run the business. And for this episode, I want to stick with and share one of my favorites. And I'll lay out the problem first. So when you have an agency, you have so many different variables to consider as far as how the customer wants to be billed. Do they want subscription? Do they want a month to month? Is it a website that you're designing, so you have to take a retainer payment? And then after the span of all that, you have to have everything line up when you go see the accountant. And so you really need a full accounting system that can merge and be a service that is connected to your customer relationship management device or system, I should say. And the absolute best way I have found is Zoho CRM and Zoho Books. They have subscription billing, they have invoices, they have POs if you want to do fulfillment, or if you need a quick turnaround from one of your vendors, they can get that going for you. And then, the important stuff, like if you need to mail it out, you can just hit a button and it will automatically mail your invoice to them. Or you could print it out and you change their address in your CRM, it updates in the invoicing software. And that was just such a big find when we started this, is how do we keep track of everything? And then when it comes tax time and you need to keep track of everything, you can, it tracks your 1099 payments, it does your expenses. So you categorize all your expenses and it will show you the deductions you've gained that throughout the year and your expenses that you can deduct. And especially for all the subscription software that marketers today have to get, it's a no-brainer. You have to keep track of those and then report those as expenses during tax time. So I would suggest nothing more over Zoho CRM and Books. Now, the problem I have with it is that it is so customizable. Starting out, it becomes very hard to know what you need, what you're looking at, and then what's important. And so they have so many tools in the Zoho sphere, probably around 40 different bolt-on apps that you can put on to Zoho. And I've got probably 10 of them that I use. But when you start out, there's no way that you would need 10 different apps to run your business. So I would offer anybody that has any questions to feel free to send me a message through Anchor or wherever you're reading this or listening to it. And I will help set this up for you. They give us a link that we can share that you can copy somebody's customization. So I would be full happy to share that with you and get that set up for you if that need be. Again, Zoho CRM and Zoho subscriptions and Zoho Books. Books is more the accounting program, and I would definitely suggest doing Zoho Books. And they used to offer Zoho subscription free until you got up to $50,000, and then it would charge you. But I know now it's a paid cost. But I so for that it's not too bad. But you can also set up Zoho Books to run your subscription billing also. Just a different way to do it. So I know that was a lot, but it's something that is very important to me, because you have to keep track of a lead and where that lead comes from. And then also when you have a potential for an order, you need to keep track of those. So many times salespeople, we have all this business sitting out on the table, but we are not able to go out and close it. So Soho CRM lets you create deals, which are potentials for orders. And you have your leads. The leads come in, they become a deal, a contact in a business, and you merge all that together. And you have a roadmap of where that person has come from and how and why they are important to your business. So I think that's going to wrap it up. I probably will do a separate category from the main podcast to say CRM tools and other administrative aspects of the business, and kind of keep this channel more to marketing and different tips and just accountability. I'm just going to talk to you, real face-to-face talk. So I appreciate you listening, and we're going to do this again sometime. Thank you. Bye-bye.